day. And he begins to tell them that Jesus is like none other. That's going to be the subject this morning. The Jesus that is like none other. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, Ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set to naught by you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. The Jesus that is like none other. The apostolic proclamation all through the book of Acts, they proclaim that this Jesus was like none other. He is the Messiah that was sent to come. There was a purpose behind his life, a purpose to accomplish the great plan of redemption for fallen man. This was a proclamation not just made by the apostles, but it was also a proclamation that was made by the early church. You can look in like the first chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. I believe it's about verse 20 where the angel appeared unto Joseph in a dream and told him that to take Mary as his wife and that she would conceive of the Holy Ghost and to call this son Jesus. And he told Joseph that he would save his people from their sins. Well, it was the same thing that this angel appeared and said unto Mary. Remember that? The first chapter of Luke, about verse 31 through 33. Look there in the Gospel of Luke for just a moment, chapter 1. We not only have an apostolic proclamation, but we have an angel appearing not only to Joseph, but also to Mary. We have an angelic annunciation that this Jesus that they would come to know that was born into this world would do some great things. He would do things like none other. Notice, as I begin reading, the angel said unto Mary, verse 30, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. And he shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Now there are several things that we find enshrined in this angelic annunciation. We find the humanity of Jesus Christ. Look in verse 31. She would conceive in her womb this Jesus. He was not only God, but he was also human. It's hard for us to reckon the humanity and the deity of Jesus Christ, but I assure you he was 100% man and he was 100% God. God manifested in the flesh. The Bible teaches us here not only is his humanity revealed, but also his divinity is revealed. You shall call his name Jesus. The word Jesus means Jehovah is salvation. Jehovah saves. Jesus Christ is the great I am. He is Jehovah God. And this reveals that his name is Jesus, revealing and declaring his divinity. Not only do we have the annunciation of his humanity, but also we have the declaration of his deity here in this passage. Let's move on a little farther. Notice his immensity. He shall be great. My friend, Jesus is the greatest of all. His work would be great. His life would be great. His death would be great. Jesus, all that he did and all that it was, he was great. He's greatness in his immensity. Notice his identity. It says here, he shall be called, in verse 32, the Son of the Highest. He identifies him in this angelic annunciation. He identifies him as the Son of the Most High. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Amen. He is the Son of God, the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. You will call him the Son of the Highest. Notice we move on and we notice his royalty. We notice his durability. We notice here that he shall reign over the house of Jacob in verse 33. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. Not only do we have the angels declaring that Jesus is like none other, but the apostles declared over and over again that he is like none other. You can look in the book of Revelation, chapter 5. What we have is a collage where that the church, where that not only the apostles, the early church, but even the present church, the ecumenical confirmation. That's just a big word that we get it from ecclesia, which is the Greek word for church. The ecumenical confirmation that Jesus Christ is like none other. What the church declared then, the church is still declaring today, that Jesus Christ is like none other. Here in these passages, we realize in the book of Revelation how that Jesus Christ is honored. He's glorified. He is. We find them rallying around him in these passages. How that they are before the throne. Notice in the fifth chapter of the book of Revelation. Revelation chapter 5. Notice we have angels. Notice we have in verse 11. Not only a voice of many angels, but around about the throne we have beasts and we have the elders. Now whether these are representatives of the church or whether representatives of the Jewish dispensation, there's many doubts or there's many differences about that. But I do believe that we not only have the people of the New Testament, but also the people of the Old Testament. We have a whole host of people united with the angels. We have a collage. We have a union. We have them uniting together in cooperation and in harmony. And what do they declare in the fifth chapter of Revelation? They declare that Jesus Christ is like none other. Notice here, they gather together. They're before the Lamb. They sang with a loud voice. How worthy is the Lamb, verse 12, that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea and all that are in them heard I say, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and forever. His royalty, his deity declares him like none other. And we unite the apostles declare clearly that Jesus is like none other. That it is only through his name that you can be saved. The angels, they declared the same thing, didn't they? The angels proclaimed and declared that through Jesus Christ, he would save his people from their sins. There's no one else like Jesus Christ. Salvation is exclusively and inclusively found in Jesus Christ. There's salvation in none other. No other way to be saved but through Jesus Christ. We have an apostolic proclamation. We have an angelic declaration. We are in harmony with them. We speak in one voice, and the church today is confirming that. We have an ecumenical confirmation that Jesus Christ is like none other. Look in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 10. Paul taught us that this would happen. He told us clearly. He said in verse 10 of Ephesians chapter 1, he said in the dispensation of the fullness of time, he said he might gather together in one. Gather together in one. Gather the angels. Gather the early church. The latter church. Gather them together in one. that all things would be in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in Him. Now, I contend that he was not only talking about the church of the New Testament, but in this dispensation of time, he would gather together not only this dispensation, but also the former dispensation. We have a prophetical verification that Jesus Christ would be like none other. And not only do we have the angels, the church, the early church, the church today, but we also have all the prophets of long ago. We've all gathered in one voice, in harmony, and we shout out to the world that Jesus Christ is like none other. What does this look like? For instance, in Acts chapter 10, verse 43, he said, to him gave all the prophets witness. Every prophet, everything in the Old Testament was declaring that Jesus Christ would be like none other. Notice he says, to him I gave all the prophets witness that through his name, whosoever believeth in him shall receive the remission of sin. We have the revelation of John in the book of Revelation chapter 5, where that there's harmony with the angels, where we unite together and we declare his greatness and his royalty, in his authority, in his durability. And here we have Apostle Peter, who declares that all the prophets also said that Jesus Christ is the one that you must believe in, the one you must trust in order to be saved. A lot of people don't realize this, but there's continuity in the scriptures. Amen. This dispensation is in complete harmony with the former dispensation. The church is in harmony with the prophets. Amen. Huh? These scriptures of the Old Testament do not contradict what we declare today. Actually, they verify, the prophetical verification is clear that in the Old Testament, they were saying the same thing that we're saying today, that Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is the one who came and redeemed us. He is the one who came to resurrect us. He's the one who came to glorify us. He came to give us the resurrection and the glorification that the human race needed. Jesus Christ, he conquered and he destroyed the work of the devil. He conquered and destroyed death. He resurrected on the third day, didn't he? Huh? And he's alive. Jesus Christ is alive. To the Mormons, he's just one God among many. The Jehovah Witnesses, he's the Archangel Michael. To the Unitarians, he's just a good man. Spiritist Church, he's some kind of advanced medium of the A sphere of the conscience. To the Radio Church of God, he's only a human who became God. All but us, he's wonderful. He's Counselor. He's the Everlasting Father. He's the Prince of Peace. To us that are saved, we know him to be the root of the offspring of David, the bride and the morning star. He is the King. He is the Lord. He is the Savior. He is our High Priest after the order of Melchizedek. He is our advocate with the Father. He's our intercessor. He's our kinsman redeemer. He is our healer and our hope. His life is immeasurable. His work is stupendous. There's been none like him. There never will be any greater than him. None any greater. No one or nothing shall exceed his greatness. He is like none other. Amen. Look in John 15 and 24. Even Jesus said, you know, the work, the stuff I'm doing, nobody else has done before. He told them there in that passage, he says, if I had not done among them the works which none other man did. Jesus said in John 15 and 24, he says, I'm doing stuff nobody else is capable of doing. I'm doing works that no one else has done. I am like none other. Even Jesus himself declared, I am like none other. He declared himself. that way. And I boldly affirm it's that way today, that Jesus is like none other. He is the pearl of great price. Amen? Yes, Jesus Christ is the foundation. He is our shelter. He is our rock. He is our high tower. He is our buckler. Amen? Just like those prophets of old declared Him to be, the church today declares Him to be. We verify those prophetical proclamations of the Old Testament. We agree with the apostles who declared Him to be Lord of both heaven and in earth. The angels announced it, and we still declare it. And I verify today that Jesus Christ and the life He lived is the greatest life that's ever been lived. He lived a life like none other. He did a work like none other. He did miracles like none other. His teaching, what He spoke, His words were like none other. His death, we deal with death all the time in our church with family and friends, etc. But His death was like none other. His resurrection, though we too shall follow, His resurrection was like none other. He was the first fruits of the resurrection of the dead. Amen. He was a man like none other. His throne is like none other. Amen. His kingdom is like none other. Oh, we live in a day where people don't understand Jesus Christ. The world can't understand Him. The enemy can't defeat Him. The scholars can't explain Him. Listen, my friend, Herod couldn't kill Him. The Pharisees could not confuse Him. The people could not hold Him. Nero could not crush Him. Hitler could not silence Him. The New Age, it cannot replace Him. Jesus Christ is the light of the world. He is that great light that lighteth every man's life that comes to Him. He is the great love of God. Jesus Christ is great in His goodness. He's great in His kindness. He's great in His gentleness. He's great in His holiness. He's great in His righteousness. He's great in His might. He's great in His power. He's great in His purity. I'm telling you, there's no other person like Jesus Christ. There is none other. None other in His greatness. None other in His goodness. None other in His glory. There is none other. He's everything to everybody, everywhere, at all times. Jesus Christ, yes. The angels declared it. The apostles proclaimed it. The prophets verified it. The church today continues to confirm it, that Jesus Christ of Nazareth is the anointed one. He is the eternal one. He is the holy one. He is the only one that can save you. There is no other way to be saved but Jesus Christ of His name. If you will believe in Him, if you will trust Him, if you will seek Him, if you will call upon His name, you can be saved. Amen. There's no other name under heaven given among men whereby you must be saved. He is our Emmanuel. Amen. In the book of Peter, look in 2 Peter just for a moment. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19. There he talks about the prophetical verification. But he said that we that are saved have something that exceeds that. He tells us that we've received a sure word of prophecy. We were told of this greatness of Jesus Christ. How that He would be like none other. And Peter said, we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well if you take heed, as unto a light that shines in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arises in your heart. Do you have that in your heart? That light in your heart? That knowledge in your heart? I've been preaching the last couple of Sundays. I spoke about Jesus being the light of the world, how that we have this information, we have this revelation, we have this knowledge concerning Jesus deep down in our souls. And the apostle is saying we have this sure word of prophecy. We have a verification inside of us, a knowledge in our hearts that there's a Jesus that came and died on the cross to save us, that He shed His precious blood, that He took our place, that He atoned for us. He became the substitutionary atonement for our sins. And when we trust in Him with all of our hearts, He wipes the slate clean. Amen. He cleanses us. He forgives us. And when you get forgiveness of sin, when you receive the gift of forgiveness, when you receive the gift of eternal life, when you receive that deep down in your soul, you know it. You pass from death into life. Jesus is like none other. He can transform you from darkness into light, from the kingdom of the devil into the kingdom of Jesus Christ and the kingdom of heaven. Yes, He does that work in our souls. And that's the surest verification we have that Jesus is like none other. Oh, the hope that builds. How it builds and grows. We know He's coming back, amen. How do you know Jesus is coming back? Well, we read it in His Word, but don't you have something in your heart that gives you a calm, peaceful assurance that your King is coming for you? Amen, yes. Jesus Christ, what is He to us? How is He like none other? He is the rose of Sharon. He is our lily of the valley. As the prophets verified that exclusively, He is the stone that the builder rejected. Notice there what the apostle said in Acts chapter 4. He is exclusively that stone that the builder rejected that has become the rock of salvation. He is prophetically that rose of Sharon and lily of the valley that we have come to know and relate to in the church today. Intrinsically, He is the one at the first. He is the one at the last. He is the one at the beginning. And He will be the one at the end. Eternally, He is the keeper in creation. He is the keeper of creation and the creator of all things. Individually, He always was. He always is. And He always will be. Oh, how wonderful the name of Jesus. How lovely, how beautiful is His name. What a lovely name. What a lovely name. The name of Jesus. In His name there is royalty. In His name is authority. My friend, if you're here today and you have not been saved, I hope that you will come to know Him. He alone can be your Emmanuel, God with us. He alone can be the prophet of prophets. He alone can be your great physician. He alone can be your consolation, as He is the consolation of Israel. He alone can be the just and the justifier. He alone can transform you into the kingdom of His dear Son. He alone has on His vesture, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I pray today that if you're here and you've not been saved, what the angels declared, what the prophets verified, what the apostles proclaimed, what the church confirms today, you'll come to know in your own heart and your own life, there's no one any greater. There's no one like. There's no one who can hold a light to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He is like none other.